Unique Climate One-Stop webpage unveiled in Copenhagen, December 11, 2009. There is a storm brewing, a storm of information, that is, in climate and environmental research. People are wading through the turbulence, trying to make sense of it all. At the eye of the storm is a unique new website called Climate One-Stop at climateonestop.net. It's a calm spot where scientists, decision-makers, nonprofit workers, and officials can find all the latest research, says Dan Irwin of NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center. We unveiled the site at this week's United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen. A group of U.S. and international organizations, including NASA, USAID, the National Science Foundation, the Institute for the Application of Geospatial Technology, the University of Alabama Huntsville, and CAFALAC in Panama, developed the site as a one-stop shop for the lowdown on Earth, with a particular emphasis on international development applications. Right now, there's so much climate information scattered out there, it's a real challenge to find exactly what you're looking for just by Googling it, says IAGT's Jessica Conklin. Climate One Stop is the place to go for all the information. Orlando Altamirano of USAID in El Salvador is the kind of official the website is designed to serve. We're very vulnerable here in Central America, he says. We have hurricanes, earthquakes, floods, drought, tropical diseases, and other health problems, plus poor water quality. We desperately need a tool like Climate One Stop. USAID has developed tools to help our partners in developing countries, notes John Furlow of USAID. Every time I meet with colleagues from other organizations, I hear about the great work they've been doing, new tools, data, and case studies showing what does and does not work. It's hard for development workers to find all these things available to them. Now the development workers in the field will have all this information right at their fingertips. See for yourself at climateonestop.net. This story was written by Donna Coulter and read by Tony Phillips. It's presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.